Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 12 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about boredom. Kasi naman, ang dami kong nababasa sa Facebook na bored na daw sila sa bahay nila dahil dito sa quarantine. So, pag-usapan natin ang science of boredom at kung paano mo ito gagamitin para i-improve ang iyong sarili at ang iyong personal finance. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. You're listening to The 80%, the podcast about learning smart money habits and the proper mindset to achieve financial success. I want you to imagine a room. It's a plain room with no windows at wala rin siyang laman except a chair and a table. Doon sa table, may nakadikit na isang gadget na mukhang doorbell. Actually, it's a device that gives a painful electric shock to your finger when you push its button. Na-imagine nyo na? Plain room, no windows, one chair, one table. And on the table, a device that gives a painful electric shock kapag pinindot mo siya. Now, here's the thing. What if I asked you to spend 30 minutes inside that room? Anong gagawin mo sa loob ng room? Uupo ka lang ba at maghihintay na matapos yung 30 minutes? Or pipindutin mo yung device kahit alam mong makukuryente ka? The electric shock will be painful but not lethal. Hindi ka mamamatay pero masakit siya. So ano sa tingin mo ang gagawin mo? It may come as a shock, but this is an actual experiment that the Vsauce YouTube channel conducted dun sa Season 1, Episode 1 ng video series nila na entitled Mindfield, where they explored the concept of isolation. And interestingly, yung results nila, it's very similar to several other studies conducted by Harvard and Virginia University, that when faced with a choice between boredom and pain, some people will actually choose to experience that electric shock. At hindi lang isang beses, some of the participants in these studies would shock themselves more than once. The reason for this, they say, is that when you're feeling bored, then your mind would start to crave for a stimulus. Kumbaga, maghahanap ka ng pwedeng gawin. And it doesn't matter if it's something painful. At least, it's still something to do. Kaya may mga tao talagang pumindot ng electric shock button. If you want to watch that episode of Mindfield, I'll put a link to the YouTube video on the show notes, so i-check nyo na lang. But for now, let's look at how the Webster Dictionary defines boredom. It says, boredom is the state of being weary and restless through lack of interest. So, kapag bored ka, it means hindi ka mapakali, hindi mapakali yung utak mo at naghahanap ka ng pwedeng gawin. Nako, I'm sure maraming ganyan ngayon dahil sa quarantine at lockdown. There was a team of German researchers led by Thomas Gotz who did a deep dive into boredom and they discovered that there are 5 types of boredom. Number 1, indifferent. Ito yung kapag medyo chill ka lang sa pagiging bored mo, yung alam mo na bored ka pero hindi ka naman naiinis na wala kang magawa. Number 2, calibrating. Ito yung madalas kapag may ginagawa kang boring na activity. For example, kapag naglilinis ka ng email inbox mo. Siguro okay ka sa umpisa pero kapag medyo tumagal, lilipad na yung utak mo habang ginagawa mo yung task. Minsan parang tempted ka na i-delete mo na lang lahat ng email mo at wag mo na sila i-check isa-isa. Pero, of course, minsan, titigil ka na lang at maghahanap ng ibang gagawin. Number 3, searching. Ito siguro yung common ngayon kasi hindi tayo makalabas ng bahay. ito yung boredom na gusto mo maghanap ng pwedeng gawin na maaaliw ka. Number 4, reactant. Ito naman yung kapag may ginagawa ka na ayaw mo, isang bagay na wala ka talagang interest. Tulad sa karamihan sa atin, siguro yung ayaw maghugas ng plato. Diba? Habang naghuhugas ka, naiinis ka, tapos parang gusto mo na siya kagad matapos kasi may iba ka pang mga gustong gawin. Lastly, number 5, apathetic. Ito naman yung kahit anong gawin mo ay parang walang effect sa'yo. Parang lahat na lang ng bagay boring. And according to the research, this could be a sign of depression or a mental health issue. I enumerated the 5 types of boredom kasi importante na malaman mo kung anong klaseng boredom ba yung nararamdaman mo, lalo na ngayong quarantine at lockdown. Because our goal is to leverage our boredom to our advantage. Oo, merong benefits na pwede kang makuha kapag nakakaramdam ka ng boredom. Sabi nga ng isa kong friend, ano bang pwedeng gawin na maganda kapag naboboring ka? And of course, ang sagot ko sa kanya, siguro maganda kung mag-aral ka ng grammar. One of the reasons why boredom may be good for you is that it stimulates creativity. Psychologists Karen Gaspar and Brianna Middlewood did an experiment to find out if people who experience boredom were more creative. So, ito ang ginawa nila. They asked volunteers to watch video clips that evoke certain feelings like boredom, relaxation, or excitement. So, nagpapanood sila ng mga iba't ibang videos. May mga boring, may mga tipong chill lang, kalma lang. Tapos siguro may mga action scenes na exciting. Then, after that, they tested those people on their ability to think of different vocabulary words. At ito na-discover nila. For example, nung sinabihan nila na mag-isip ng isang klase ng sasakyan, yung mga nanood ng mga relaxing or mga exciting videos, madalas ang sagot ay kotse, car. Pero yung mga nanood ng boring videos, sila yung may mga creative answers. May isa pang araw na sumagot ng camel. Diba? Sobrang creative na paano mo maiisip yung camel na sasakyan. Remember the 5 types of boredom? Yung number 1 and 2, yung indifferent na chill ka lang sa pagiging bored mo, at yung calibrating na kung saan bored ka dun sa mindless task na ginagawa mo. When you experience those types of boredom, then you can leverage that to do something creative next. Pwede kang mag-isip ng magandang business idea siguro, or perhaps think of creative ways to save money at home. Personally, when I feel those types of boredom, that's when I brainstorm topics na pwede kong isulat para sa blog ko or siguro yung pwede kong i-discuss dito sa podcast ko. I'm sure napansin nyo na rin na kapag may ginagawa kang task na quote-unquote mechanical like naliligo or nagda-drive ng kotse, lumilipad madalas ang utak natin. You can actually use that to your advantage because that's a sign of boredom. You can direct your mind and your imagination to be creative. May kaibigan ako na marami siyang naiisip na business idea kapag nasa banyo siya. And a few of those business ideas, she was actually able to turn into a reality. Ngayon, dahil naka-quarantine at lockdown tayo, we often experience that third type of boredom, yung searching, yung naghahanap ka ng pwedeng gawin. The best way to benefit from this type of boredom is to do something productive and challenging. Perhaps ito yung reason kung bakit marami nagtatry ng TikTok ngayon. Kasi it's something new and challenging for them. In a sense, they are also being productive because they are producing videos of themselves dancing or singing or acting. But of course, hindi lang TikTok ang pwede mong gawin. You can think of other productive and challenging activities that can perhaps someday become a source of income. May friend ako ngayon na nag-aaral kung paano maging video blogger. Pinag-aaralan niya paano ba mag-edit ng videos and all. And may nakita naman ako, nag-aaral naman ng calligraphy ngayon. And if I would be honest, the idea of starting a podcast came to me during last year's Christmas break. Nag-iisip lang ako ng pwedeng gawin noon habang bakasyon. Something that was challenging but at the same time, pwede kong maging hobby plus possible source of income in the future. And ito na nga, nakikinig na kayo ngayon ng podcast ko and sponsors na lang ang kulang. But hopefully soon meron naman. Anyway, it's up to you kung ano yung gusto mong gawin. The important thing is that you're using your time and energy towards something that will help you learn a new skill or perhaps improve a talent that you have or in general, make you a better person. The last benefit of boredom is self-awareness. Para ito sa mga nakaka-experience yung number 4 and number 5, yung reactant at apathetic. Yung reactant, yung tipong nabubore siya kasi naiinis siya, ayaw niya yung ginagawa niya. And of course, yung apathetic, yung kahit ano na lang gawin niya, hindi siya masaya, nabubore siya kahit na anong isipin niya na gawin. Boredom can be a red flag, alerting you when something is wrong. Researcher and philosophy professor Andreas Elpidoro writes that boredom is both a warning sign that we are not doing what we want to be doing and a push that motivates us to switch goals and projects. Without that feeling of boredom, you may continue to do things that you don't enjoy, like sticking around in a job that isn't interesting or challenging enough. And of course, more seriously, if nothing excites you and you find everything boring, then you may want to take a closer look at your mental health. So, to do a bit of summary, ano ba yung benefits kapag nakaka-experience tayo ng boredom? Well, first, it helps us to be creative. Number two, it can also motivate us to be productive. And number three, it helps us to be more self-aware. Kaya naman, the next time na you're feeling bored or you're experiencing boredom, the best way to manage it is, of course, first, try to see bakit ka nabubore, what's the type of boredom that you're experiencing, and then taking the necessary steps para i-manage ito. You can be creative, you can be productive, and you can perhaps do an introspection about yourself. Ayan, nakatapos na naman tayo ng isang episode. I hope hindi kayo na-bore at may natutunan kayong bago. Marami akong nabanggit na studies and research sa episode na to. So if you're interested to read them, then you can check out our show notes for the links. Moreover, I'd like to announce that this episode also marks the end of our season 1. Naks, may pa-season pa pala tayo. Well, you can say that it's just a formality, but I think it will be good in terms of production. Anong ibig kong sabihin? Well, because start na tayo ng season 2 next week, then you can expect some changes sa format and presentation ng podcast natin. Well, hindi naman ito parang super major changes. Basta may mga gusto lang akong gawin na bago and I hope magustuhan niyo siya. Of course, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who has been listening in the past several weeks of our first season. At kung hindi ka pa nakasubscribe, then please click the follow button para hindi nyo ma-miss yung future episodes natin. Lalong-lalo na next week kasi season 2 premiere natin. So I guess that's it for now. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye and telling you to stay safe, stay healthy, and looking forward to having you again next week. Goodbye! For comments and reactions to this episode, please use hashtag the80% and hashtag boredthisway on your social media post. For the show notes, go to bit.ly/the80%. That's bit.ly/the80percent, all small letters.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.